This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 18, 2017. Christian Wade, State House reporter, writes in today's Salem News, Christine Griffin remembers watching a Mercedes pull up to a store and park illegally in the handicapped accessible spot. Griffin, who is paralyzed and uses a wheelchair to get around, said she confronted the driver during the encounter a few years ago, explaining to her the spot was reserved for disabled people. The driver shrugged, Griffin recalled, and crudely told her to get lost before walking into the store. She's quoted as saying, "If I were a different person, I probably would have done something really bad to her brand new Mercedes when she went into the store." Griffin is executive director of the Law, a Disability Law Center in Boston. Such abuse of handicapped accessible parking is rampant, according to state officials and advocates for people with disabilities. In addition to misuse of parking spaces, handicap plates and placards issued by the Registry of Motor Vehicles are traded, sold, or used by friends or relatives when a disabled person dies. More on this story, written by Christian Wade, in today's Salem News. The governor of Massachusetts will be in Lynn today. Bill Newell has that story.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that Governor Charlie Baker will be in Lynn today to bring as much as $7.2 million in grants to support infrastructure improvements. The governor and Housing and Economic Development Secretary Jay Ash will join Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy and State Senator Thomas McGee as they unveil the latest cash award from the Mass Works Infrastructure Program. The state grants improve road and other improvements to support housing production, economic development, and job creation. The governor's office and James Marsh, the Department of Community Development director, declined to provide specifics in advance of the event that will be held at the YMCA. But the city applied for two Mass Works grants this year, one to reconfigure traffic in front of the Y, where a new $26 million facility is planned, and a second grant to fund additional traffic improvements near the new Market Basket at Western Avenue and Federal Streets. The money comes on the heels of a $1.2 million Mass Works grant that will create a new entrance to the city's first waterfront development in decades. In June, Kennedy said the city was the recipient of the grant that will be used to build a southbound turn into the former Beacon Chevrolet site at the Linway. The $80 million project, featuring 348 waterfront apartments, has yet to break ground. This year, 47 Mass Works grants will be awarded in the Bay State, totaling nearly $85 million. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty. Thank you, sir. Paul Layton writes in today's Salem News, the six candidates for the three at-large seats on the Beverly City Council gathered in the city's oldest church Tuesday night to answer some weighty questions. Incumbents Paul Guancey and Matt St. Hilaire and challengers Bruce DePeace, Tim Flaherty, Julie Flowers, Esther Negoto took part in a forum sponsored by the Beverly Multifaith Coalition of the First Parish Church. The questions composed by the coalition concerned topics ranging from affordable housing to immigration to the opioid epidemic, as well as moral leadership. Reverend Kelly Weissman asked Ruth Jackson, who served as moderator, noted the city council has stopped short of using the term sanctuary and asked, is the city welcoming? Well, to find out the answer, check out Paul Layton's story in today's Salem News. Salem is offering free satellite parking and shuttle service for the final two weekends of October to encourage visitors to park outside of the downtown and lessen traffic congestion. Route A will run both weekends, October 21-22 and 28-29, picking up at Salem High School parking lot, 77 Wilson Street. Route B will run only the weekend of October 28-29, picking up at Salem State University O'Keefe's parking lot at 225 Canal Street. Together, the two lots will provide about 600 parking spaces. Both routes will drop riders off near Riley Plaza downtown. Shuttle buses will circulate on both routes from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. Parking at both lots and the shuttle itself are free of charge. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll said this is a pilot program to see if the shuttles reduce traffic congestion downtown during the Halloween season. Thor Jorgensen writes in today's Item Live, firefighters converged on 18 Estes Street at 3:30 a.m. Wednesday quickly, sounding three alarms for a fire that swept through the house. District Fire Chief Steve Archer said four adults and two children, all related and living in the home, escaped unharmed. He said the 2.5 wood frame house is 2.5-story wood frame house is a total loss with fire damage throughout the interior. He's quoted as saying this was a very stubborn fire for Lynn firefighters. He said the fire appeared to start in the home's first floor. In addition to fighting the fire, Archer said firefighters initially searched for a resident reported to be in the home. It was subsequently determined that the resident left the home safely. Swampscott, Salem, and Malden fire departments provided mutual aid while Lynn crews fought the fire. Updates on this story today on itemlive.com, story written by Thor Jorgensen. Abigail Bliss writes in today's Gloucester Times, following in the footsteps of neighboring Gloucester and Manchester-by-the-Sea, Essex selectmen are eyeing a temporary moratorium on recreational marijuana retail establishments. Town Administrator Brendan Zubricki is quoted as saying, the selectmen are interested in proposing to town meeting that a moratorium would be an appropriate step to take at this time, as it would preserve options down the line. If Essex Town Meeting on November 13 approves, Article 5 on the warrant would temporarily prohibit the use of land for commercial recreational marijuana retails. This is North Shore Today at MSO News Sports.